This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for athletic fields and related parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.25 acres, more or less, lying east of Pile Center Road, Route 20, 800 feet northwest of Rock Center Road, also known as Route 17. On this application, we have also received an exhibit booklet which references an overview site plan, compliance with the land use plan prepared by Sergovic and Carmine, an introduction of John Gilman, the applicant, a revised site evaluation report from Atlantic Resource Management Incorporated, a wetlands delineation approval letter from the Army Corps of Engineers, a deed whereby the applicant required the property, a modified business plan, the proposed Gilman Fitness interior layout, a proposed Gilman Fitness equipment references, an overview map prepared by Davis Bone and Friedel, proposed findings, and an affidavit of Leif Erickson, soil scientist with Atlantic Resource Management Incorporated, and that booklet is a part of the record. We have received a couple agency comments. First one being the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report. It's actually dated November 27th of 06. Makes reference to Route 20. The average annual daily traffic is 1,474 vehicles per day, a summer average of 1,926 vehicles per day. The last official traffic count used to compute those figures was based in 2002. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service B and does not change as a result of this application. The information sent to DLDOT included two proposed football fields, two softball fields, a parking area for the fields, and a 40 by 40 commercial residential building. From the County Engineering Department and received today, we have a memorandum making reference to this application, makes reference to the tax map location, physical, proposed use, size of the parcel. The site is located within the Roxana planning area. Wastewater capacity is not available at this time. Ordinance 38 construction was not referenced. It makes note that an on-site system and portable toilets are proposed within the area of the fields. The site is not adjacent to a county-operated sanitary sewer district at this time. That the proposed athletic field is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at this time. When the county provides sewer service, it requires that the on-site system and portable toilets be abandoned and a connection made to the central sewer system, and that a concept plan is not required at this time since the district has not yet been established. And that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. Again, we have received a few letters in opposition to this application, which can be made available to the commission. For one being from Craig and Anita Spillman. They make reference to the application and the intended uses. That's the applicant's third attempt to alter the use of the property. That he has developed a property for commercial use before applying to the commission for approval. Makes reference to the minutes of the commission on August 14th of 2003, where the commission unanimously rejected his petition to alter the zoning for this property, and makes reference that most of the reasons that were true then are also hold true today. When it comes to recreation, the Roxana community is well served by several terrific community resources. Makes reference to the Powell Center Sports Complex, the Little League Soccer Facility, the new high school on Route 1, with state-of-the-art athletic facilities and a full-service fitness center for adults operated nearby Ocean View. It calls this a change of zone, but really it's a conditional use. simply does not foster or is consistent with Roxana community atmosphere and environment. Makes reference that Roxana is a small, close-knit, rural, unincorporated residential town that does not enjoy the protection of nearby incorporated towns when it comes to development. Makes reference to the churches, the fire company, private homes, and small working farms. An intended zoning would produce significant increased traffic on an already overtaxed two-lane Route 20. The proposed 25-plus parking lot is evidence of the amount of traffic that will enter and exit this business each day, not to mention the existence on exit onto a sharp curve of the Route 20. Makes reference to road runoff. The business, the fitness center. In closing, he requests that the commission consider the many residents affected by the application. Most residents have deep roots in the quiet rural town, which is anchored by its churches, fire company, and close-knit community. Most of the residents are up in the years and are not in position to move or sell their homes, particularly during this real estate crisis. That the fitness center does not fit Roxana and this neighborhood, nor is there a community need. And attached to that was a copy of the minutes of August 14th of 2003. I have a letter from Bill Wilgus, attorney at law, owns some property in close proximity, and making note of his opposition. We also have a note from Paul Tronfo, voicing his opposition. Actually, I have three copies of Mr. Spillman's letter, came at different times.
We'll only count it once.
And that's all I have at this time.
Mr. Lank, was the 2003 application was a change of zone, was it not?
2003 application was a change of zone under a different corporation name called, at that time called Percy Incorporated.
Right, yeah.
And the commission had eight reasons in their recommendation for denial.
Right. I was remembering it, that I just want to make sure it was a change of zone and not a conditional use. This is a conditional use. Okay, then. And the chair recognizes Mr. Sergeyevic.
Thank you.
So it's been a while, but we still recognize
Thank you, the chair. I appreciate that. My name for the record is John Sergeyevic. I'm the attorney for the applicant, and my law firm is Sergeyevic and Carmine, located in Georgetown. We have prepared a booklet as to this conditional use application. Mr. Wheatley, you're correct. The last application was back in 2003. The proposed use at that juncture was a office complex and warehouse, which was a proposed a 40,000 square foot building. That was recommended to be denied by the commission, and Percy Inc. Took that recommendation to heart and withdrew before they went to county council. And Mr. Gilman, who is the principal of Percy Inc., is back before the commission. There's only been that one prior application, and the application now, Mr. Gilman feels is compatible with the neighborhood and also more compatible with the land use needs, not necessarily in downtown, so to speak, Roxana, but in the proximity. As far as compliance with the land use plan, I've taken the opportunity to be very windy in my written application, but I'll try to summarize that. Basically, we have this application was filed someplace in about 2006, which is why we have the 2006 traffic comments. There's a letter where I amended the application two times, one to increase the building from 40 to 50 square feet, and another time to change the name of the applicant because Mr. Gilman put it back in his name from Percy Inc. Since we filed it then, the legal requirement is compliance with the, I'm calling it the 2003 plan. In a lot of words, two or three pages, basically I addressed that this, under the 2003 plan, there was a identified rural community district, and it isolates unincorporated municipalities and said that the Planning Commission should basically look at applications that came in those areas and see if they were compatible. And it says, which is sensitive and compatible with each community, and they called for suitably scaled public service centers and employment opportunities. Mr. Gilman, who's in the fitness business, he's now works with the YMCA, has identified that is a need, not necessarily that's served by existing centers, because you have the Pyle Center, but their recreational fields is it's the Southern Delaware Little League. That doesn't meet the needs, the fitness needs of people like myself and the aged gentleman that I'm in front of. I mean, we don't use Little League fields. We use fitness centers. And there aren't really very many fitness centers that serve Lower Eastern or this area of coastal Sussex. We also identify, and we have another booklet. It was really just photographs and an identity of uses. And if you look around Roxana, and you take photographs of what's there, although we have the church and we have the volunteer fire company, you also have a smattering of service uses and little, and we'll just go through that list. So we think that this really is consistent with the way Roxana has currently developed rather than historically developed. The other application to the 2003 plan is that this is in a low-density district. The low-density district recognizes that for non-residential uses, the comp plan allows service uses to meet the community needs. And again, Mr. Gilman thinks that this does that. We've also addressed in my rather wordy application how this plan also meets the 2008 plan update, because I think that's when it was adopted. At any rate, there's and under the 2008 goals and purposes of the future land use at pages 3 through 7 and 3 through 8 addresses goals which include encourage tourism and other responsible commercial and industrial job providers to locate and invest in the county, and that's with respect to the area in which it's located. The comprehensive plan update 2008 at 318 identifies that in low density areas, business development should be largely confined to businesses addressing the needs of these two users, and the two users mentioned are agricultural activities and single family detached homes. This property is located in close proximity to the intersection of 20 and 17. And I've noticed by just driving down there the other day that the state is actually doing upgrades to 20. And 20 is now being a connector from like the 26 and 54. As a connector, service businesses are locating along 20 because it's less congested. And that's why Mr. Gilman feels this is a good location for a fitness operation, which will serve the 54 new residents, as well as the traditional residences of Bethany, South Bethany, Ocean View, and all those developing communities. most of those communities have some form of recreation, but some of them do not. And Mr. Gilman sees a need for recreation to serve those, which we believe is compatible with both the 2003 and the 2008 plan update. So I'll let Mr. Gilman talk about the plan and also about his intended uses, and I will address just some of the other things in my booklet thereafter, unless you have any questions about plan compliance.
Hello. My name is John Gilman, and give you a little introduction of why I'm here. Obviously, as you know, 5 years ago, I stood before you to get a B1 zoning, and just to correct Mr. Serkovic, I believe it was like 75,000 square foot, four buildings, with a parking lot shaped in the middle, which is in your booklet. Today, that idea has basically come to fruition, with the fact that the post office was, I had worked at the post office at the time and had contacted them about, you know, possibly rezoning my property, and they were into wanting to set up there. And right now, down the street, they're actually getting ready to move into their new location, which is right down the road from the property that I own now, and also about a mile and a half away next to Creative Care. 102,000 square foot office complex, medical professional plaza, hasn't been approved. They haven't started building it yet, but I guess I was about 5 years ahead of my time. taking into note the long letter that Mr. Lank read about Craig Spielman, I went back to the drawing board and figured out what I could do. I've owned this property 15 years. I bought it when I was a 19-year-old kid. I have to say it was the best thing I ever did. With the property values the way they went up, the way they did. However, I didn't know too much about wastewater, stuff like that. And when I bought it, it would just been approved for an LPP system. That's all I knew. It would only serve, if I was to develop the property under the AR1 district, I would be able to get two at a maximum of three houses for 8 acres. And to me, that's a total waste of property. I'll state right now, I will never develop it that way, because just to me, it's a waste of land for McMansions that get built for that big a parcel. So I went to the drawing board to figure out what I could do with this property. Now, I've come up with the playing fields and the fitness center. Just want to correct Mr. Serkovic. I work for the YWCA up in Newark. I just took a job up there. They're a nonprofit group. They're not associated with athletics or anything like that. However, I did just get my associate's degree in exercise science from Dell Tech. I graduated a year and a half ago, and when I started it, it made me think about how I could use my property, and that's when I came up with this idea as a fitness center in the front, playing fields in the back. And the reason for that is I've been playing softball now for the last two summers down Ocean City, and I'm tired of driving that far. There's nothing for adults like myself who still play sports to do. The 1 mile away from me, and I have the booklet here of the 20 or so businesses that are around me, the River Run Soccer Club is exactly 1 mile from my property, and they are a conditional use property soccer complex, and they can only go up to 18 years of age. Nobody else can use that property. And the Little League is very similar to that. They only service young kids. My complex is geared towards adults. And with the modified business plan that you have in your booklet, it will talk about servicing youngsters, but at a more for day camps, stuff like that. So I would just like to tell you how I came up with the design of the layout of the fields. I the main goal was to be able to fit two softball fields and two football fields for lacrosse, make a multi-dimensional lacrosse, soccer, field hockey, whatever I wanted to do. I am an ex-college weightlifting coach and an ex-high school football coach, and I definitely have the idea and the view to run summer camps, like I said, with the youth and make them sports-related, just anything that I can use those fields for to get any kind of income to generate it for that property. Because it's just sitting there wasting away, and I want to make good use of it. And like I said, I took the concerns of all the residents by eliminating all the buildings and all the parking, and all you have is one building with 53 spots. The 53 spots are on there, 50 spots are required. However, if you look further into my plan, 53 spots are probably not going to be needed with the way that the whole thing's designed. And I'll tell you, the reason for that is the fitness center is mandated by the septic system. I can only grow my business as how much wastewater I can have. And right now, the estimates are 1,800 gallons a day. So at the most, I can only service 180 people a day. And I have to pick, as a business owner, where those 180 people fall. Are they going to fall under the fitness center? Are they going to fall under the sports complex? So they're going to be shared. The sports complex is going to be evening hours, summertime, you know, when the weather's good. The fitness center, at most, when you're open from 6 to 9, I think I have in my later thing, if you divide that by 180 people, you're only looking at about a max of about 10 an hour, something like that. So it's not going to be, traffic is not an issue. Parking really isn't an issue. If you take, you need 10 people at the most an hour, you only need 10 parking spots. They're on there because they're required by the size of the building. But as you can see, I don't really think that they're really needed the way and that's why I'm trying to, you know, work with the hours and kind of split them up and stuff like that.
Mr. Gillen, just one thing. On the plot plan in the booklet, you show a porta potty there, and it is determined that you actually have to tie the required restrooms.
When I did some further research, I can apply for a waiver. The porta potties are handled under the Department of Health. Because I am a for-profit business, I would be required to have actual bathrooms, where most sports complexes for the little kids or nonprofit groups like River Run and all. I can't think of his name. He said I could apply for a waiver, but it would not be a big deal to me to Mr. Davidson. I could build that right off of the back of the building and supply those restrooms with possible applying for a waiver for the porta potties.
Also, with respect to your introduction, at the bottom of your introduction, did you identify limiting factors and conditions that would be acceptable to you?
Okay, I'll talk about that now. I don't want lights for the complex because I know that would be a burden for neighbors. There's no alcoholic beverages permitted on the site. The limiting number of users for Gillman Fitness is basically because of the septic system and how big I can actually go with that. That's the ultimate leveling factor for that. The time restrictions I'm willing to impose would be from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Most fitness centers today are actually going towards 24-hour fitness, being open with a key card. You walk in any time of the day. I don't want that. And to maintain a 20-foot buffer of white pines all the way around, I had the Redden State Park. They planted 2 years ago when I thought of this application. They actually planted 1,000 white pines around the buffer, as you see. And the signage for it would be permitted under Section 115-24, 1 and 3. Let me just touch basically on the modified business plan for Gillman Fitness. 80% of my clients that I expect to have are baby boomer generation, which is 42 to 62 years of age. I know when I am down here in the fall, winter, and spring, when I go out to a restaurant or I go out to do anything, there's nobody my age usually, unless they're waiting on you or serving you a drink behind the bar. So that's the majority of the population, and that's what I want to serve. Obviously, because I do like working with young athletes, I will, with the Indian River High School up the street, I will try to tap into that market as well. It's needed. There's only one club in Ocean View, World Gym. That's about 8 miles from me. It's right down the street from my house. And there's they changed the name of it, but it used to be American Fitness in Selbyville. So there's only two gyms that are 7, 8, 7. One's, 8 miles from me, and the other one's 5. And with the boom of Millville by the Sea and all the developments that are booming, I just think there's a great need for it. And I would like to put my degree to use and be able to do that. I plan on phasing this building in, if approved by the commission and the council, basically set up based on my septic. As my business would grow, I would then improve the septic system with other sand mounds and phase it in. But ultimately, like I said, it's 1,800 gallons a day. I think in Leif Erickson's thing, it's approved for 2,500 gallons a day. However, the limiting factor is the actual size of the property to actually perk, so you can only fit 3 mounds on there at about 1,800 gallons total. And that's where I came up with those figures. And again, like I talked about earlier with the sports fields, it's geared more towards adults because there's just nothing for adults to do in that area. Unless you want to go to Ocean City or you want to go up to Georgetown for a complex up there. It will be, you know, running sports leagues, stuff like that, tournaments. And again, it would be open year-round, open dusk to dawn, but however, there would not be lights. There would not be alcohol permitted. And there's a list in the booklet of the sports that I think would go. Obviously, they're not put on the site plan. I would just have to figure out if I got approved, what would actually be warranted, what wouldn't, and then I could rearrange the site plan as needed to do that. I could. There's plenty of green space to do any of that stuff. And
Mr. Gilman, can you turn to tab H of your booklet, and does that show the interior layout of how you would put fitness center or fitness equipment into the structure you have built?
Yes. I'll just talk about the shell of the building. I'm sure you gentlemen have ridden by the property. It is up. The second floor does consist of a two-bedroom condo. It would be a multi-use building. And everything has been built to commercial code as of right now with a residential use that just got approved by Greg Hill for my final occupancy permit. That is a layout of what I would do on the inside on the first floor and the proposed layout on the second floor.
Mr. Gilman, because I'm sure the commission will ask, did you feel you were being premature in building the building, was there some financial considerations that made you do the building then?
Okay, a couple of reasons I built it. One, I've been, for the last 6 years, I've been living in my parents' beach house. Luckily for me, they don't charge me rent. However, I do own another piece of property in Dagsboro that I have a high mortgage on, and the object was to build a building on this property to consolidate those bills. The reason why, if you're probably wondering, well, why didn't I wait till a decision? I had talked to a county council member about this project before I even got started. He said that these type uses are warranted because they provide state parks, but they don't really provide recreation activities. So I know I'm rolling the dice by building this building. However, I built the building as a pole barn structure, so ultimately that really limited my costs of the building, and I built a big building for a little price tag compared to what it would have been if I traditionally built it. I'm actually in the process now of getting that loan to be able to own this property. Because the problem I ran into was trying to fund anything, they need a structure to tap into. Raw land, even though you might not have a mortgage on it, is worthless to a bank unless there's a structure that they can take if you don't make the payment. It's just much harder for them to give a loan and delve out equity when there's no structure on the property. And that was a major reason why I built this building the way I did. But I would like the county or the council to know that I, plan on living here and running the business out of it until further time that I can eventually build a house in Dykesboro on my other lot, which would be many years down the road.
So. Also, with respect to the site and the community where the site is located, did you do a site map business guide? Deadline.
Yeah, yes, I did. Actually, and I apologize to you gentlemen for not being able to have John turn this into you for you guys to look at it. I just finished it up last night. I'm trying to work two jobs, and I'm a landscaper down here part-time and working up Newark during the week. So I didn't get a chance to do it until I finished it up last night. However, I never realized until John asked me to do this, and we had talked about it, but within a half-mile radius of me, I've identified and took pictures of 19 commercial-type properties. They might not be zoned commercial, but they are used for business. A lot of them are metal buildings, just like, obviously my building is a metal building. However, before I open the business, there will be stone and other aesthetics done to it for that. I had talked to a lot of neighbors on here as I was doing this, and I didn't hear of any recommendations. However, they had told me personally that they were for what I was doing, but that's hearsay. And
the properties that you've identified are property of Kevin Shoemaker?
Yes.
Storage units for rent?
Back in time Antiques, Parker Heating and Air Conditioning, Manna Louis Furniture Service Repairs and Refinishing, North Bay Marina and Boat Service and Storage and Warehouse Rentals, the Pile Center, Lower Sussex Little League, Air Services Inc., Multicoastal Septic Insulation, the Roxana Fire Hall, Outside Boat Storage, United Methodist Parsonage, Brown Custom Tile and Granite, Commercial Storage for Rent, Country Store and Intimate Pleasures Boutique, storage building and a mechanical use building. I didn't know exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. Toppers Custom Countertops, Roxana Wesleyan Church, and the River Run Soccer Club. The two farthest properties from me were the River Run Soccer Club and the Pile Center. The Pile Center was 0.9 miles from me, and the River Run Soccer Club was 1 mile. I put them in because they are pretty much the use that I'm going for.
And if I could introduce this booklet with a photograph.
Sure, thanks. The extended photographs, Mr. Whitley.
I think we can let it in. It's pictures. You could have just as easily held it up and shown them.
Yeah, I just thought it would be easier to have it
in
those booklets.
This is all right. That's fine. We'll
the other thing, I just like to kind of summarize the points of the booklet. We have had a wetland study done. It's self-explanatory. There are no wetlands. As indicated in the booklet, at tab tab E. There was a site evaluation done at tab D. At tab F is the deed, the original deed whereby Mr. Gilman acquired the property. There's been a conveyance from Mr. Gilman to Percy Inc., then back to Mr. Gilman. We've already gone over the modified business plan, the proposed fitness center.
There is an overview map that was done in the last application, but it just gives you an aerial photograph of where this property is. K is my proposed finding of fact. What I attached to the booklet was Mr. Leif Erickson's prior statement of septic limitations. He got, because we had to file this at 12 o'clock on the 29th, he faxed it to us about 12:30, so we couldn't get his affidavit in the booklet. If you would accept his updated statement, I'd appreciate that. Because it just identifies the same septic limitations, but ties it into this use.
I think we can take a look at it. Sure.
There should be. As Mr. Lank already noticed, so it's already part of the booklet, is the DLDOT did its transportation study back in 2006, and the only difference between that study and this application is the building went from 40 to 50, and I can't imagine that would change the traffic impacts of it. In conclusion, and there's one thing I failed to mention when I was talking about the 2000 plan update. It's in my written text as far as compliance, but there's also a blurb at page 5-6 of the 2000 plan update, which talks about the comprehensive outdoor recreational plan regions and how recreational needs are addressed in the 2008 plan. And at 5-7, it says the county should, and I'll just quote this, periodically reevaluate the possibilities of becoming an active financial partner in establishing a public park, building an indoor recreational complex, or constructing a related recreational endeavor, such as greenway trails. There is a trail there, but it's mostly cardiovascular fitness for us older generations, or the baby boomers. Council should evaluate these opportunities on a case-by-case basis as they may arise in the future. Mr. Gilman's not asking for a financial partnership with the county. He is the entrepreneur. He's just asking the county to give his land use approval to a proposal that we believe is compatible with the comprehensive plan, compatible with Roxana as it has developed in close proximity to this land use application, and it will meet a need that Mr. Gilman perceives.
All right, sir. We thank you. Let's see if anybody has any questions for you. I believe this is in Mr. Smith's vast territory, so we'll start with him.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Gilman, Mr. Sergovic. Had some questions that I would normally try to ask under conditional use for my notes. What did you you mentioned about signage that you'd be, if the application were acted favorably upon, that you would
There, I don't have the code in front of me. We cited the code sections.
Yes.
It's at the very end of Mr. Gilman's introduction, and I believe that is, was it a 6x6 sign?
I thought it was 32 square feet.
Yes, yeah, 32 square feet, basically, mm-hmm. Unlighted. And it's addressed in the code section. I just couldn't remember what the square footages were, but there's certain limitations. And I think the code already addresses that, so I just cited the code.
And you would be satisfied with that sign being unlighted?
Well, the only problem with that would be if I'm open at night.
Yeah, no, there is something in there that says it's indirectly illuminated is what the code section says.
Following up with lighting, I believe Mr. Gilman said that you, out of respect for your neighbors, you weren't looking for lighting. I'm guessing that you were
on the
talking
fields.
To the field.
On the field, yes.
Mm-hmm. Before I forget, your parking area that you show on the site plan, is that your intention to blacktop that, or
no.
Would that be
crush
that
and
be,
run?
That for, be gravel?
Yeah. Well, whatever would be required, but I don't have whatever the code would require.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's just be some things that if this were acted on favorably, we would look at there.
Yeah, and with regard to that, I know that would make a difference with the storm water management. there's plenty of green area for me to work with Mirrorstone Consultants, so that would not be a problem.
But I would think to lessen the amount of pervious surface, we have probably needed something around 10 to maybe 20 spaces, and we're showing 50. So probably there would be a limitation of 10 to maybe 20 paved, and then the rest gravelled.
And your thoughts about providing a vast amount of parking spaces in excess of what you actually feel that you need was what, for future expansion or for spectators?
Well, no, because I believe when Mirrorstone did the parking regulations, it's one for every 200 square feet. So that brought in a lot for the building. And then there were so many required for the sports complex as far as athletes and then spectators. That brought that up to about 50. However, because I'm limited by septic, I'm not going to be like a normal gym that's on sewer, like World Gym or whatever, and have people just coming in and out. I'm limited. That's why the limited parking is needed for the Gilman Fitness, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have the people coming in and out like a typical gym would, only because I'm limited by how many people I can serve a day. I oversized the building because I only wanted to build it once as opposed to doing any additions down the road. And I wanted it to be comfy and cozy for the people because I've worked in, like I said, as a strength and conditioning coach and been in different – I've been exercising all my life, and I hate going into a gym and just being on top of somebody else. So that's where the extra space I wanted to create to give that relaxed atmosphere for – the baby boomers, and that's what they want to be spoiled, and that's part of that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice in Mr. Erickson's letter that you gave us that he didn't mention that if the site evaluation was done before this date in 2003, that you would have to do a new site evaluation. That would have sunsetted under the revisions of March 2002.
I think that's correct, technically correct, but we have no problem with getting it done again. It's just a matter of...
I beat the five-year deadline for the installation of that septic system.
Oh, so the
septic system's installed.
The septic is installed.
Yes, it's a 495 gallons per day system, and that's what I would base my... If you guys approve my plan, I would start my business based on that septic system that exists in there now.
One last thing. When you were... In looking at your layout of the building, and I'll get back to that, but did you account for any laundry facilities? A lot of fitness centers typically have towels and things and have a high volume of laundry that's going to go into your septic.
Well, that's what I have to factor in as far as a business. Minimizing with using the latest technology and washers, whether I'm going to offer towel service, that's an option. Mm-hmm. Some gyms do, some gyms don't. However, I have a washer facility in the condo part that's in that drawing mm-hmm. that I would use. Or linen service or any type thing. Obviously, I mean, it wouldn't make sense to waste water on towels and stuff when I can have more people in mm-hmm. if I eliminate that.
Sometimes I need you to bring out the obvious, I guess, because I don't know, but one thing, I am very familiar with the hammer strength equipment, and when you were talking about your building and you're going to have quite a bit of equipment on the second story, the hammer strength equipment itself has a lot of weight and then has weights attached to it.
Yes. I built the building to commercial code that exists. It's 100... I don't know if it's PSI or what the Lawrence would probably know, but Greg.
25 pounds per square foot.
Per square foot. But it's at 100. That's the commercial code.
Yeah, okay.
Glad you knew that, because I didn't.
It depends on, yeah, 100's probably right for that. 125 would be for heavy.
What I wanted to show with the equipment being in the book is the fact that Hammer Strength and Life Fitness are the two leading, they're obviously the same company, they're owned together, but they are top-notch, they're the best, and that's what's going to be in there. Obviously, the front will show a reception area, but part of that reception area is a smoothie bar where, and on the other side will be a lounge area for people to sit. It doesn't show it because there's no furniture and none of that great detail, but there is going to be a wet bar behind that reception area for, again, my whole premise here is to spoil the baby boomers who are used to being spoiled.
And giving them towels.
Yes.
You mentioned no alcohol. Do you have provisions for security? And that, I think, would be an aspect of security. Is there going to be somebody to say, hey, you know, I know what you got in that red plastic cup?
I have not given that. I'm sure I would have rules in there. If they were caught, they would be thrown out of the league or different things like that. I mean, I can't babysit people. A lot of things I have not endeavored into because I'm not approved yet. And to throw money at stuff is hard for me to do. I was already in front of this. I spent a lot of money the first time around, and I'm spending a lot of money this time around being in front of you again. I didn't look into that.
Would you consider it a reasonable question for me to ask if you state that there isn't going to be alcohol? Would it be reasonable for me to ask how would you enforce that?
I think that's a very legitimate question, and obviously as part of the business plan, okay, if we have a no alcohol in my conditional use, that forces me to come up with an enforcing plan, or I'll lose my conditional use if a commissioner or an inspector finds alcohol on the site. So we obviously, if we have that condition in our conditional use, we're going to have to obviously develop a program to make sure that those conditions are adhered to.
That's a better answer then.
And a part of that as well would be the feel that I'm going for with the fitness center is not going to be with the upscaleness of it and the limited use is not going to mesh well with people coming there to play softball games and getting drunk. So, I mean, it's just not, those two aren't going to mesh, and I'm going to be very diligent in that to eliminate that and keep that from happening.
The fields, if I were, and looking at your layout, if I were imagining this as something like at Northside Park, Ocean City?
Yes.
At 127th Street?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. That's where we play in the summer.
Mm-hmm. But it'd also be leaning more towards a family-oriented, more similar to Dagsboro Church of God at Dagsboro on 113.
I'm not familiar with that facility at all.
All right. Fencing, I noticed you had a chain link fence down the middle. Is there any other fencing on site?
No, and I don't even know if I would have the one between the two fields, because that would really limit the ability to be able to make that property interchangeable with other sports. With you could turn the fields, the football fields, the lacrosse fields, that would really limit that. So I've played on fields where they have had no fences except for behind the backstop. And, you know, the players, you know, obviously if they're spaced apart enough, which you could see there, that they would be. It wouldn't be a conflict or a safety factor between the two.
So if you didn't have fencing, then you also wouldn't have a possibility of advertising, such as like on the outfield fences?
No. And I'm not going for that, no.
How about the number of employees?
That would be determined on the need and how the business grows. And I'm going to be the number one employee. It's to get me started in my business, and I will hire out from there as needed.
You're requested.
I just know that I've tried getting a job down here in the health fitness area, and there's just no place to get a job. So part of it is...
Mr. Smith, as far as, I mean, the limiting factor right now is the ability of the, there's a very small area that's capable of taking any kind of septic waste. So the limitation on both employees and everything else is all going to be geared into the wastewater capacity. Mm-hmm. So you put a 20, you know, I think that is almost a self-governing regulation as to how we can use the property.
Well, and I'm trying to be helpful too. The gentleman's indicated he's been here. He's been in the slipstream here for any number of years.
Right.
If he has to modify this and get back in with a say a 2-year wait to get back before the commission,
right?
And I appreciate whatever he's planning for at that point may be Mott's Knots 2 years later. I'm seeing he's got a requesting a 15-hour work day, which I'm thinking people get there a little bit before they unlock the door and a little after 16 hours. I'm thinking of two shifts. And I'm curious as to how many employees there would be, custodial.
Okay.
And I'm asking you.
No, that's a great question.
Obvious, so. Right.
Part of the modified business plan is to have it open to memberships. I'll just throw a number out there, $40 a month. You can come in and use the facility between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. The other part of that business plan is to engage in personal training, in which the personal trainers would be the employees, the people would be one-on-one sessions, and that's another income-generating factor. The personal trainers would be able to function dually. They would be able to oversee the fitness center as well as personal training at the same time. And then obviously you have me overseeing everything.
So six employees?
Yeah, actually the septic system I think was the 495 gallons that's there right now is geared for 240 is lost due to my condo for me living there. The other remaining almost 260 gallons is for three employees and I believe 13 or 14 clients. So it's like a total of 17 people a day. And like I said, as the business grows, I would grow and then the employees would grow. Obviously, I'm open from 6 to 9 at day one, but it would be more of a on-call. I'd be there. As any you businessmen know, when you start out, it's just you.
One employee for each, like 30 years.
That's fine.
Yeah. How is something along the lines of one employee for each 20 members?
I don't see that as... How are we going to police that? I don't think it's that complicated.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay. I'm just trying to come up with
shifts,
a formula.
7 hours a day.
The hours are really geared towards... The hours are really geared towards a full-blown... When I'm... have my three systems in and I'm at maximum capacity. Those hours are definitely subject to change when I first start. I don't know... You know, depending on how many people want to sign up, I just really don't know that information and the hours I'll operate. I mean, I may modify that at first. It may be 8 to 4.
But we have to look at it as if it was a project that's in full bloom.
I would say in full bloom, there could be up to 10 employees,
okay.
Honestly.
Max.
Right.
Okay. Counting yourself.
Counting myself, yes.
I'm glad we weren't windy earlier.
I'm sorry if I misinterpreted.
That's all the questions I have. I'm done. Stick a fork in
me. I'm
sorry.
I'm
done. Well, then.
If I had one, I would.
Okay.
Mr. Gordy.
You say there's interest in these football and softball and all that. Have you talked to different leagues or people? Or
I've talked to
your assumption?
That's my assumption. I've talked to numerous people I play with down in Ocean City who live in Delaware. And the consensus is we're tired of driving Ocean City and paying the league fees that they charge when we can do it in our own backyard. I actually did talk to River Run Soccer Club when I took their picture for the book, and just to let them know that I was not intending to infringe upon their U Sports of soccer, and they were very receptive to the fact that their athletes now had a place in their backyard to train sports specifically, and that's where my background is.
And just one more question. Your septic, how are you going to regulate how the number of people that are coming to your fitness center?
By how much water? How much?
I mean, an hour. I mean, are you going to send somebody away? Or are you going to have appointments? Or
no, it would be based on. I would be monitor. I've installed a water meter on the system, so however much water comes in, I know how much gallons I'm using a day. The tanks are oversized, so I wouldn't have to repeat them when I further develop the other two systems. I would basically cut off my membership when I knew I was getting to the point where every day I'm monitoring. If I have, say, 20 people and I know they're using 200 gallons, I got to cut it off at phase one. Then I build phase two, and then I continue to monitor it to. I'm not going to put, you know, more people in there to where I damage my system and I got to spend another $100,000 to replace it.
You'll be the first one. Just a comment.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Johnson.
Well, after Mr. Smith's extensive examination, I thought I wouldn't have any questions, but I do have one.
Okay.
Would you have any intention of putting in a concession stand for your outside fields?
Yes. And again, that's going to it's really going to have to be very well thought out because that's going to use some water, and it goes right ties right into the wastewater.
Okay.
That's the ultimate thing. So I have to really delve into the business plan, and I can't really do right now until I get permission from you guys.
Well, I, for one, appreciate all the thought and consideration you've given to your facilities and the expansion of your program. With that said, I have no further questions.
All right. So, Mr. Burton?
I hate to say it, but I just got one more. You mentioned that there was an outbuilding for restrooms that was then moved into the...
Yeah. It was originally supposed to be part of the picnic area. They were supposed to be porta-potties.
Right.
But after I talked to Mr. Davidson, he said that they had to be... Because I am a for-profit business, unless I applied for an exemption, they would have to be moved to inside.
They will not be there.
No, they will not be there. They will be moved around here to where they can access this.
Okay. That's all I know. Thank you. No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No question.
Mr. Couts?
No additional questions.
And counsel?
No question.
Okay. Gentlemen, person who has a 16-year-old soccer fanatic in his home, I can tell you that I've spent more time at River Run and places like that than I want to think about. This type of facility, do you envision doing tournaments and so on?
Yes, on weekends.
You'll need the 50 parking spaces. That's not too much parking. If you're going to do tournaments and so on, you would.
The problem there is the limiting factor is just two fields. I mean, and that
now,
cuts down.
You
your...
have two fields, and I know that somebody has really tuned you up on this septic business, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate your earnestness with wanting to stay within the laws and the regulations. I think that's commendable. Also, just comment, as the gentleman told you, you can get a waiver for specific events and so on and get your porta potties out there. Don't let that, if this is permitted, we always like to see things succeed. If we permit them, we want you to, because it's been permitted, because we do feel that it would serve a public use and so on and be a benefit to the community. So,
I mean, even looking at the plan right now, I don't think 50 spots is 53 spots is too, is really overbearing on the property. There's still so much green. It's 8.5 acres almost.
Well, I don't see any wrong with what you got on the plan. I mean, it's.
I just know my neighbors have brought that up as a concession or as a problem, and I've done my best to eliminate that.
I would agree with that. I think
neighbor
made an effort to. This is certainly a very different application than the one you brought in here last time. That's for sure.
And I'm trying to stay within my realm of right. What I'd like to do.
Well, okay, we appreciate that. We're going to see if there's anybody here that wants to speak about your application. If you guys would take a seat nearby, we'll see.
Thank you very much.
See who's here. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1750, John Gilman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1750? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1664 HKS3 LLC.